All right, guys. Hope you enjoyed that one. It wasn't a nail biter like we've used to giving you here. But, you know, first of all, you know, it's obviously a great day for our seniors. You know, 19 of them. You know, we had a great moment last night with some senior videos. And then it just parlayed into what we did today with our kids. So, you know, it's a great way to send your seniors out. You know, I told our kids afterwards, you watch Quadri Olson up on that ladder singing that fight song, and it's hard to believe it'll be the last time he gets to stand up on that ladder, and that's, you know, emotional. But, you know, for all those guys, you know, just these kids, you know, that's a great locker room, and we got some great kids. I just love the way they come to work every day in practice. You know, we still got two guaranteed wins to go here. We're two games to go. We just got to take it one at a time. We got Wake Forest next, and that's kind of where our attention goes right now. And I'm just happy for our kids that we did a lot of great things. You know, I think, you know, offensively, I think we ran the ball like we needed to. I think they knew it was coming too. From, you know, watching videotape. And then defensively, I thought we did a good job, you know, great job in the first half, really good job in the first half. Second half, you know, they had some, you know, 3 fourth downs on the one series, which, you know, I guess because you're up, you know, as much as you were, they got, you know, they're, you know, they can gamble and go for it. Normally you don't get those fourth down tries. But obviously, you know, they converted on a few of them, really four of them, I think, in the third and fourth quarter and got us in time possession there. But, you know, we didn't give up big plays, which was the key. We're telling our kids, keep it in front. You know, they're going to have to earn it. Don't give it to them. You know, had a critical, you know, personal foul near the end, which was disappointing when we got us, to keep a drive going. Then we have a sack that we thought, I think the announcer called out a sack, and all of a sudden he runs for another 40, 50 yards, whatever it was. But that, you know, it's like I told the officials out there, I said, you know, our guys are afraid to hit the quarterback, and then his forward progress is stopped, and then, you know, you guys don't blow a whistle. I don't really understand that. You know, you're doomed if you do, doomed if you don't. But I'm happy for our seniors. It's a great win. We're bowl eligible, and we'll move on to the next questions.
Matt, you talked all year about the run blocking from the offensive line. What about your down throw block?
Yeah, I mean, our, you know, receivers have done a great job. I mean, across the board, you know, all year. I mean, it takes 11. You know, when the passing game's going, it takes 11. And when the run game goes, you know, if those guys are out there lollygagging around and not blocking anybody, Jerry, you know, you're not going to get those big explosive runs. So, you know, credit to, you know, everybody on offense when those things go. And then, you know, we said it was going to be critical for us to get our pass game going today, and we did that too, at least in the first half when we needed to.
Darren and Quadri, I mean, long careers here.
Not long enough.
I mean, just what can you say about those two guys, just the way they're finishing, not just this season, not just their careers, the way they're finishing out?
You know, it's incredible, man. It shows you the work pays off. The persistence pays off. Our kids work hard, guys. I mean, it's not easy. And you look at both those guys, where they were 4 years ago, 5 years ago, and where they are now. I mean, it's been a long haul. Those guys are two great backs that are going to play in the NFL. And you know, those are two special guys.
And whatever the bond they forged, too. I mean, Darren breaks off that long run, and Quadri, like, waits for him to get done celebrating and then goes and chest bumps him. And then, again, it's the same thing when he scores. I mean,
selfless. Man, you know, I've said that over and over again, and they continue to be. It's not like they are ever jealous of one another, which is, you know, again, it's something that we've preached all the time about selflessness. And we've got you know, really a locker room full of those guys.
I know you felt good about them and about the game plan going into the week, but just with as many close games as you've had with Virginia Tech, I mean, could you have imagined a dominating performance like this, I guess, like it turned out to be?
You know, we just talked about our guys being consistent, putting a win on top of a win and being consistent offensively and defensively. And I knew once we played together and we could get it all clicking, this is a good time to start to get hot, I can tell you that. But, you know, anything can happen. I mean, you know, so, you know, we looked at the tape and when we thought we could have a good day, you know, either side of the ball, and we did.
Having some early success in the passing game did help your running game going forward?
Well, I think it always does. I mean, they were pressing us up early, and then all of a sudden you see him start to play off of French, and they're playing 8 yards off. That dude's fast, and he can make some plays. So it was, you know, you got to make some of those, you know, those plays, and we did today, and that makes a huge difference for sure.
Coach, how would you describe the kind of the narrative, the dramatic arc of this season, where not too long ago things looked pretty grim? And now Pitt is looking to be as good as any team in the conference, as any team in the country.
Yeah, I mean, it's persistence. I mean, it's our kids believing in there. And again, you know, everybody talks about, oh, you guys got a tough schedule. Everybody, you know, in June and July talked about it. But, you know, the reality was that schedule prepared us for where we are today. And, you know, win or loss doesn't matter. I mean, our kids were prepared. Iron sharpens iron. And I think that's where really our kids are. They're tough. They're resilient. And they're coachable. And our coaches have done a great job. And we've done a great job just kind of keeping it together. And we talk all the time about playing together, and that's what togetherness and persistence will do for you.
Every Virginia Tech touchdown, you guys were able to answer quickly. How important was it to never let them really get any momentum?
It's huge. I mean, I was on the phone with Coach Watson after something would happen. I'm like, hey, we got to answer, and sure enough, we did. They just couldn't stop our run game today. It was impressive, and that's a good football team out there, as we know. I mean, it's a good football team. Justin Fuente does a heck of a job, so it's a good win.
Kevin, you have a lot of unfinished business left, as you mentioned, with the two games, but how good does it feel to have a game like this with so much riding on it and to come out with the home victory and the performance that you had today?
It feels good. We're going to feel good I'll feel good till about 11 o'clock, and then I'll wake up tomorrow morning and I'll have a stomach ache worrying about the next one. So that's the way it is. It's how we go.
Today, the way they opened up holes for your running backs?
I mean, they're unbelievable. You know, again, I attribute obviously to our game planning, the way they block, the way they learn. Coach Morbley's done an incredible job. I mean, that guy's been here not even a year yet, but he's made a major impact in that room. And, I think he gets a lot of that credit.
How about one more before we get to our player representatives?
Greg
and then Allen. Last two.
This is a big group of seniors, Pat. You know, that personally clearly means very much to you. For this team and where they are now, and for this program and your time here, what have they meant to that success and put them in the position where y'all are now?
I mean, the seniors mean it's everything. I mean, it's the backbone of your football team. He sit in the front row of our team meeting. We talked to him all the time about how, it's their football team and it's going to be their leadership. And I've kind of mentioned it to you guys, after practice or Thursdays about just the leadership that we've got. It's gotten better every week. The captains and the senior, I mean, just more guys have stepped up. I think I talked the other day about Dwayne Hendricks stepping up and leading. I mean, it's almost become contagious where everybody feels like they're confident enough in what they're doing and they're all leading now. And it's a great thing. And again, that's a credit to our seniors.
Alan, last one. How do you feel like your guys were able to take on the big game, the emotions of senior day, all of that, and use those feelings in a productive way, especially from the very beginning of the game?
Yeah, I mean, we talk about laser focus all the time. The guys were focused. They were locked in. They didn't let the emotions get to them. And senior day out there with your parents is not easy. I've seen some flops when that happens. But our guys were, locked into what they wanted. It just comes down to the focus that we've had. And we talked about just the focus and not worrying about that next game or worrying about where we could be and just worrying about that one job. And I think our kids have learned that as the season's gone on. They just keep talking about being 1-0 this week, and that's what we did.